It is now going towards 7 minutes past six on Money Talk on Mix 93.8 FM. Time to look at developments on the market. The all share in the green saw resources ending the day up, but financials and industrials ending the day down in the red. Portfolio manager at Rand Swiss, Gary Boysen, joins us in studio. Good evening, Gary.
Evening. Good to be here.
Talk us through the day's market developments.
Yeah, so it was quite a day. I mean, we got a huge rally in the resource sector today. Financials and I suppose the traditional industrials under a little bit of pressure, but certainly, I mean, big movements up in the likes of Kumba, Anglo American, Billiton, and it really, I think, it came down to there was a lot of confluence of factors. So you had a little bit of a weaker rand, which naturally will lift the resources, but we also had the Chamber of Mines applying for an interdict of the mining charter, and I think that may be bringing a little bit of optimism that this legislation won't be implemented quite as quickly as everyone thought it would be. And on top of that, we had international commodity prices a little bit firmer as well. So we had iron ore up almost 3% in China this morning. So yeah, nice recovery in a sector that certainly has looked very poor for the last couple of trading sessions.
How did the rand fare then? You indicated earlier that it wasn't such a great day.
Yeah, interestingly, so we did see some flows into emerging market currencies, and we've actually seen the dollar a little bit on the back foot, but rand dollar still pushed up to back towards that 13 rand to the dollar level. So I think when I left the office, it was trading around 12.94.
Yeah. Speaking of today's developments, the employment sector data, the formal employment sector data, did those affect the market in any way?
A little bit. I didn't have too much of a look at the employment sector data today. No doubt, if you look at our data, just our general economic data, it is a very, very busy week. So, I mean, we obviously got employment data out today, but we've got, we've also got PPI numbers coming out on Thursday.
Yes,
trade balance on Friday as well. So there's a lot of data. I mean, as we kind of expect, there's going to be no great shakes and no huge recovery. So, I mean, the data that we're looking at later in the week, we are expecting a little bit of a moderation. We expect factory gate inflation to be increasing slightly, but unfortunately the employment situation in South Africa is very structural, so you'll see small movements, but I wouldn't imagine anything too big.
Now tell us about US growth downgraded by the IMF.
Yeah, so this is an interesting one. So you've got obviously the U.S. Also U.S. struggling with a little bit of an economic wobble in the first quarter. So we have a very, very strong labor market in the U.S. compared to South Africa. I mean, most economists saying that it's at frictional levels, but really what the Fed has been watching is the inflation data as well, and that's been and the GDP data as well. So the inflation data has been a little bit soft, and this is coming on the back of a very weak GDP print in Q1 as well. So a lot of that, I think, the Federal Reserve, so the Central Bank of America, is saying that that potentially there isn't a case to hike rates three times this year. We've already had two hikes, and there's only about a 15% chance they'll hike in September if you look at federal funds futures. So it's very much with the IMF now coming out and saying that the Trumponomics policy is not going to come through, and that they're forecasting slightly weaker US economic growth. The argument that the Fed has been making in its dot plot and its trajectory, saying that the weakness that we saw in Q1 was largely going to be transitory, and that we would see a strong bounce back in US GDP, is being contradicted now by the IMF.
Yeah.
And potentially this could derail Trumponomics. And they're also saying that the dollar, I mean, as part of their assessment of the report that came out today, they also said the dollar is at the moment 10 to 20% overvalued. So we're seeing the dollar index under a little bit of pressure, but certainly the IMF disagreeing with Fed forecasts. And maybe not good news for the very strong US rally we've seen so far this year.
Interesting developments. Lastly, the EU fines Google. Give us details there.
Yeah, so this court case has been going on for years, and it's an antitrust argument that Google, essentially, when you type in a Google search in Europe, Google naturally punts its products over competitor products.
Right.
And the court case has been going on for about 7 years, but the fine that they handed out today, I mean, it's 2.4 billion with a B. Euros. So it's an absolutely enormous fine. And it really, it sort of sets the stage. I mean, if Google is, I suppose, manipulating our search results, in its own favor, I mean, yes, that there's a good competition argument there, but there's been no sort of antitrust argument made like this before.
Yeah.
And certainly, I mean, it's going to take a long, how do you implement this? How do you tell Google to stop, upweighting its own search results, its own products. So, you know, the implementation, you know, could take, I mean, some analysts have said it could take 3 to 4 years just to work out how to insist that Google implements it. And Google immediately is coming back and saying they look forward to the negotiation around how they're actually going to implement that.
Because legal muscle is heavy there.
Yeah, Google certainly is a very, very powerful international organization. So, yeah, it's certainly interesting. I mean, I remember seeing it when it first came out, when they said they're going to downweight fake news.
And I thought,
you know, when you start getting an institution as prolific and powerful as Google, you know, choosing what media we can consume, it's a very dangerous state of affairs. Because, I mean, is that censorship? I mean, the power that they have to feed us the knowledge is immense. It's a very contentious issue. And I mean, I don't think there's any right and wrong answers, but certainly, I mean, a hefty fine being handed out and I suppose the first shot across the bow for Google.
We'll leave it there for this evening. Portfolio Manager at RandSwiss, Gary Boysen, with the day's market wrap here on Money Talk on Mix 93.8 FM.